So here's Crazy About You. It's a Delbert McClinton song from the new Cliff Goodwin album called Rhythm and Blues Union. On sale right now down at Union Music, Joe's Albums at Mechanics Hall down on Main Street, and Modern Muse, which is a really cool consignment shop on Highland Street. So get on down there. More from Cliff Goodwin's brand new CD.
Sugar and gum, you know it's true. Can't seem to get you off of my mind. I seem to think about you all the time. I'm crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, sugar and gum, you know it's true. We can sit out on the porch and talk. Maybe we can go for a walk. Maybe we can go to a picture show. And I can steal a little kiss in the dark. Oh, I'm gonna love you long and hard as I can. And I plan to be a real old man. I'm crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about your sugar and gum, you know it's true. All right. Set my sail.
We are your community radio down here at 91.3 FM online at WCUW.org. I'm Gail Hunt. This is The Drive, and I'm just thrilled to have Cliff Goodwin in the studio with me, and we're listening to his new album, Rhythm and Blues Union. Cliff, this is just, the whole thing's great.
Thank you.
Every song is so different. I've listened to it, I don't know how many times in my car. I mean, a couple of weeks worth of listening.
Well, we mixed it for the car.
Yeah, it's great.
Somebody asked me, well, do you have a big stereo system at home? And I said, well, not anymore. The whole thing is the car.
Yeah.
And the new cars don't have CD players. You've got to figure out a way to get them on. Yeah, you got to get them on the little flash sticks or from the phone.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble then because I got a 2011.
We're both in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah, we both whipped out our flip phones early to shut them off and laughed.
Can you text on yours?
Yeah, I can text.
Okay, I can't. All
oh,
I can
really?
Write is okay.
Oh, well, I can, you know, it's not easy to text online.
Oh, but
I can do it.
I don't
choose to.
I spent an hour and a half when we were on tour last spring with the Carca Rocks thing in February. And one night, I spent an hour and a half trying to learn how to text. And everything I typed up looked like I was, like, in the Russian parliament. It made no sense whatsoever.
Excellent.
I just finally gave up.
Yeah.
Press 6-5, okay. So whatever anybody texts me, you know, whatever.
Don't expect English.
You know, what is the price of tea in China? Okay.
Okay.
That's what they get.
Okay. That's funny. So we just heard Crazy About You Baby, which is a Delbert McClinton tune,
right.
And Sweet Forgiveness. That is one of my favorite all-time songs.
It's a great song. Yeah. Now, that's Daniel Moore, isn't it?
Yep, Daniel Moore, yeah.
And Daniel Moore and Matthew Moore are brothers, as I believe. They're songwriters again. Bonnie Raitt did a lot of their stuff in the old days.
That's who I heard do this.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah.
Yep. And I think I heard it here. I heard it on the way. I remember being in the car hearing Sweet Forgiveness and going into Newbury Comics and saying, I just heard this Bonnie Raitt thing. Where is it?
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of things. Had to have it in my hands immediately.
Yeah.
That's a great song. And wow, Craig, amazing job on it. I mean,
without... Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Without peer. He just nails it.
And not to talk about other bands, but he's in a new band where he sings with
The Accelerators.
The Accelerators, great.
He's also in Curtis Mayflower.
Yes, and I've seen them live. They're amazing. Yeah. The whole, you know, everything he does is really just well done.
Another thing I've got to say about Craig, for those of you in the studio audience who aren't recording aficionados, these vocals are first takes. Yeah. I mean, you sit there and you listen and you go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Craig is a...
Without a doubt.
Yeah, amazing, amazing singer. And just a nice guy. Every time I've seen him at his shows, he's just very, you know, humble and, oh, thanks, you know, just a regular guy.
And not afraid to go for it.
Yeah, no, he
when he screams.
He really.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does everything really well. So I'm thrilled to see him on here for these couple of tracks. Everybody on here is amazing, Really, really good. What do we get up next? We get Don't Talk to Me. Aha. And this is not to get confusing, but this is Elliot Tuffin on vocals.
Right. Now this track was my track first, but we loved it so much and we were so excited about it, we threw it onto the Mad Dogs Unchained record
Oh, all right.
So we remixed it for this a little bit, but it's the same song, and we loved Elliot's voice so much
Well, I saw you guys last year twice. I saw you down on Kelly Square with the Cocker Rocks band.
Right.
And they did the opposite. Instead of tearing down and making a parking lot, they tore down the parking lot that had the great music series, and they're putting up some building.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not for change, I guess. And then I saw you also at the Bull Mansion, and both shows were amazing. He's quite a catch that
he's
found.
He's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that song, Don't Talk to Me, was another tune that came through to Joe through me years ago. I used to get all the demos usually because I'd be kind of a clearinghouse because sometimes, you know, you can imagine how many demos were coming to Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff was just people who were hopeful.
Yeah.
But you could tell that it wasn't going to, get through.
Mm.
But Don't Talk to Me. It was written by a guy named Mickey Jupp, who's an English songwriter.
Yeah.
Very, very
good. Jupp.
Jupp, J-U-P-P, Mickey Jupp. And so we happened to resurrect that tune. And, of course, Elliot knew it right away because Elliot knows, knows everything Joe Cocker.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Now, how did you found Elliot through? Was Sue-Ann online?
Sue-Ann online.
It's always the woman.
Facebook. Okay,
that's right.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm married to a guitarist. I know what it's like. You get a. So don't talk. So he was singing, and you heard him.
I was in the kitchen, and I heard Sue-Ann was playing Elliot singing "Unchain My Heart," and I yelled and I said, oh, "Don't lose that! As soon as I'm done, I want to hear because I don't remember that version." And of course, I hear from the other room, that's not Joe.
And you're like,
and of course,
what?
At that point, I'm stunned.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunned.
Yeah.
So, one thing led to another.
Mm.
You know, one thing led to another. We weren't ever really going to ever do. Tributes is a kind of a cheesy, thing in most cases. But when you get to the essence of it, all you're doing is really paying tribute, which is an honorable thing.
Yeah.
To a artist and their body of work. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, especially if the artist is not with us anymore.
Mm.
Because a lot of these songs meant and mean a lot to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we see this when we play.
Yeah.
Wherever we play, they're struck. They're struck by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Elliot is a truly great singer and a fantastic guy.
Yeah.
Very organic, you know. And I don't mean that from a really hippie sense. He's just the real thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And an amazing, I said it before, I'll say it again, an amazing singer.
Yep. So that's great that you have him on here. Now, did he do this here or was this done over?
We did it in London.
In London. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, so you put this all together from all over the place.
Yeah, these days with the technology, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Well, did you do it on your flip phone? Or? No, not on the flip phone.
Hey, I was just happy that when I was trying to text that I didn't accidentally call Singapore.
No kidding. All right, so this is from the new Cliff Goodwin CD, Rhythm and Blues Union. This is going to be Don't Talk to Me. Was Elliot Tuffin singing Don't Talk to Me from the new album from Cliff Goodwin called Rhythm and Blues Union. Elliot Tuffin is this vocalist in one of your things, Cocker Rocks, that is just, he's amazing. But the next song up is a complete switch when you're listening to the album. It's a woman. Tell me about this Anne Lang.
Well, I wanted to have a song for a lady.
Mm.
To really, like you said, change it up. I mean, again, you know, people have said to me, you know, why aren't you singing every song, you know? And in a way, if you think about it, you know, I'm sure that if we go back to 40 years ago, the Jeff Beck group, everybody thought Rod Stewart was Jeff Beck, you know? because Jeff didn't sing a note.
Yeah.
It can be a little bit confusing, but I think, the song has to prevail.
Yeah.
This song, Love Ain't Something You Can Get for Free, I first heard Bobby Womack do that, and I was struck by it. I thought it was an amazing, amazing song, but it really needed an amazing, amazing singer.
Mm.
Now, Ann Lang, when I met her name was Ann Bell. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. When she joined us with Joe again, she was a background singer with us for a few years in the late 70s and early 80s. She had been working with Leon Russell.
Mm.
Everybody knows the Leon and Joe connection. And is an amazing storehouse of incredible talent in Oklahoma, Tulsa and Oklahoma
yeah.
City. And so I knew I wanted to do this song, and Dave Hull and I just kept thinking, you know, who? And I said, I've got an idea, you know. And we sent it down to Annie, and she absolutely sent it back to us, and we were like,
oh.
Just stopped.
Yeah.
She's a truly amazing singer, living now in Nashville.
Does she still sing? I mean, she's
yes,
professionally
yeah,
singing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think she did a fantastic job,
oh.
And it's exactly what I wanted for that song. So we just let her run.
Yeah.
If you check this out, she's gonna do things vocally that mere mortals
yeah.
Have a tough time doing. So she really, really is fantastic. So let's listen to.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's
Love Ain't Something You Can Get for Free
with vocalist Ann Lang.
About it. I said, love, love, love. gotta tell you about it one more time. I said, love, 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 something you can't get. Love, 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 something you can't get for free. Love, 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 something you can't get for free. Something, oh, something you can't get for free.
Love, love,
love, love, love, love, yeah. You're never gonna just say something you'll ever get for free.
We're here with Cliff Goodwin in the studio at WCUW 91.3 FM, online at WCUW.org. We've been listening to his new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, and we just heard an awesome track, Love Ain't Something You Can Get for Free. And you say that you played the Glockenspiel on that, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of recreate that Philly soul kind of thing, you know, and the Glockenspiel was hanging around, so I took a crack at it.
You did great. You know. I didn't really notice it there till you mentioned it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you hear it through the whole thing. It's beautiful.
Well, that's...
What does it look like, a Glockenspiel?
Is it kind of a... like a Glockenspiel.
Oh.
You know, it's a small xylophone, right?
I don't know.
It's only about 2.5 feet, you know?
Hmm.
But it's not as simple as you think.
Well, it doesn't sound as simple at all as I would think. Does it have strings on it?
No, it's like a xylophone, like...
Yeah.
Like a doorbell.
Oh, all right.
You know, in a way.
And I heard that awesome guitar, I don't know what you call that, that at the end, that was, because you're the only guitarist on this album.
Yes.
And I heard some slide earlier that sounded awesome, and just a little, you get away with that guitar.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to mention on this track we just heard, Love Ain't Something, all the keyboards were Brooks Milgate.
He's amazing.
Rhodes and B3. And that's another guy who's just absolutely phenomenal.
And he's young. You would never expect,
yeah,
I don't know, you know,
that
sometimes...
I don't want to talk about that. Makes me mad.
Oh, yeah.
These young guys.
He does, yeah. He's amazing. I've seen him in action at Knicks with Troy.
Troy. I mean,
Troy Gagne. He's
brilliant.
Yeah, he really is.
I joke about his age, but he's definitely an old soul in a young man's body.
Yeah, no, he's terrific.
Yeah, brilliant keyboard.
And Anne Lang on the vocals, she's amazing. That was, yeah, you're right. Mere mortals cannot do that stuff. The next song is the last track on the album that I was completely drawn into because, you know, you're just a really nice guy. And I know your wife is a sweetheart, and it's called With You in Mind. And I just kept thinking of her the whole time because Sue Ann is she's a sweet lady. And just, you know, you guys raised a family. I mean, tell me about the song. And
well, this is one of the few tunes on this record that really has no direct Joe Cocker connection. Although Alan Toussaint produced a song we did and an album we did years ago with Joe called Luxury You Can Afford. But I heard this tune way back then, and I personally thought it was absolutely magical in its simplicity, because that's really the essence of a song, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to do it, but this was another one that we wrung our hands over who to sing it. Find someone to sing it. And one day I just said, well, I'll take a crack at it.
Yeah.
And then they stopped me from looking after that. Ducky Carlisle and David Hall said, no, you're done. It's done.
It's very personal, and you can tell, you know, I mean, maybe it's because I know you enough to know. It just sounds like you are singing about Sue Ann.
Well, she's...
It's beautiful.
I mean, you know, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Without a doubt, thank God for her.
Yeah.
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I can honestly tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you
sure.
guys have been married forever.
Forever. No, only 43 years.
That's nothing. Yeah, that's nothing. And you raised how many kids? You got a couple of kids, two kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw your, is it your son that played in a band?
His, Jeff's a great bass player. He's got a band called Flat Five.
Yeah.
Go see them.
Yeah.
If you, I'm telling you, think. You know, I went and saw him, and I was prepared to say, oh, yeah, I don't really get into this stuff, because it's more dance music almost. Not electronic, but, you know. But their song choices are great, and they've got two great singers up front, both named Kyle.
Strange, well,
a
weird.
Young lady and a guy, both named Kyle.
Huh.
And they're great. Called what? Flat Five. So if you see them around, go see them.
Yeah.
You
know. Oh, that's cool. But yeah, you guys, I mean, you know, got a full life. And
yeah,
being
well,
on tour and
yeah,
doing
hope
all
that.
The stuff that you've done. It's, you know, the patience, you must have patience.
Sue Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Because, Jeez. You know, someone has to, it only works if someone's holding the fort.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you leave the fort and no one's watching it, The Indians overrun it.
That's what happens. So we're going to hear the last track from Cliff Goodwin's new CD, Rhythm and Blues Union, called With You in Mind, and it's just beautiful. This is just an excellent CD, so please grab a copy of it. From Rhythm and Blues Union, this is With You in Mind.
With you in mind, things ain't as bad as they seem. With you in mind, I can feel my wildest dreams. With you in mind, I can do anything, I know I can. With you in mind, oh, with you in mind, with you in mind, I went looking for the best. With you in mind, 'cause you deserve nothing less. With you in mind, I've done so many things that love can bring. With you in mind, oh, with you in mind, like a flower drinking from the falling rain. It's the same rain that could wash it away. Gives it strength, gives it water, and before you know, here comes another day. With you in mind, things just ain't as bad as they seem. With you in mind,
I can't fill my wildest dream with you in mind. I can't do anything I know I can with you in mind. Oh, with you in mind.
You're tuned to WCUW. We're here in Worcester at 91.3 FM and online at WCUW.org. I'm Gail Hunt. This is The Drive, and it's just been a thrill. We've been talking with Cliff Goodwin, Worcester's own Cliff Goodwin, I should say.
True.
Yeah. And grew up right here in Worcester.
Yep.
His new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, we just got through all 11 tracks. Not got through. It was an enjoyable ride. And it's been an enjoyable ride for the last couple of weeks that I've been listening to this, because every song is so different. That was the last track called With You in Mind, an Alan Toussaint song.
Yes.
And beautifully done. It's really a touching tune. You know, whether or not you even knew you and your wonderful wife, it's just a very touching little song. So thanks for picking such great stuff. You know, it's a really nice collection of tunes, and with some real talented artists.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, if you look at, it's truly an embarrassment of riches, right? I mean, that's a good song is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, this is full of gold. We have a couple of more little gems from your personal collection coming up right now. We've talked about, you know, you keep saying Joe, you know, but it's Joe Cocker. I mean, he's a force of nature that was an amazing artist for so many years, and you got to play with him for 12 years, and that's...
Yeah, he was a big part.
I mean, certainly. You did a lot of other really cool stuff, and we won't, you know... bore everybody with all those
wait
cool
for the book.
Yeah, wait for the book. I know, that's exciting.
the true definition, I believe, of Delta Force is nutty guys who jump out of planes at like 10 feet above the ground and hope for the best. We work without a net.
Don't do that. Don't jump on anything.
No, not me.
All right, so what do we hear next? This is from your personal collection.
It would be... a shame to not finish up, I think, with at least a special a Joe tune.
Mm-hmm.
This is a live track from us from 1987 to 1988, the Ritz in New York. This is a song called Ruby Lee, written by the great Bill Withers. And, of course, Bill Withers was a great, great songwriter who Joe loved. Joe did a number of his tunes, but this song was kind of, it's a great vibe for this hot, hot Thursday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very cool vibe. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Ruby
All
Lee.
Right. Thanks.
Someone I could call. Mm-hmm.